What up, what up, what up, you guys? Dorothea here with some fresh content for y'all. A new episode of my podcast. I am working on my southern accent. I have a lot to say today and some interesting topics that I want to kind of unravel with you guys. If you're interested, keep listening. What I want to talk about today has to do with recent events of what happened to Ben. Who's Ben? Ben, for those of you who don't know, is my boyfriend. I really don't like that term in regards to him because he doesn't feel like a boyfriend to me. It feels like there's a lot more mutual commitment between us, given that we live together and have now for almost a year, and that we're raising a child together, but we are not married. So I prefer the term in Portuguese, actually. In Portuguese, the word for husband is marido and boyfriend is namorado. And so they have like a slang word that they say namorido. So it's like a combination. Unfortunately, we don't have that cool slang term in English, but suffice it to say, he's my significant other. I care a lot about him. I love him very much. And I am really looking out for his well-being all the time. Like I really love him. And I don't like to see him suffer. And so what happened was about a week ago, he got in an accident. He's going to be fine. come out with that in the front. But basically, he got some severe lacerations, cuts on his left arm when he tried to open the bathroom door. He got locked in. We got just installed this antique door, right? Because we're renovating our house here in Louisiana, and we'd gotten this door, a used door, with these glass panes on it, and we have been meaning to switch out the doorknobs because the other ones were not working, and so we'd taken those ones out, but we hadn't yet put new ones in, and so you can't really close the door because you'll get locked in, and he had accidentally locked himself into the bathroom. So on this morning, bright and early, first thing, great way to start the day on a Monday on top of it, right? So he's frustrated. He's kicking at the door, trying to like push it out, and punching at the door, and his hand slips and it goes through the glass. And his reaction is to immediately retract his arm, which ended up doing a lot more damage. Severe cuts. We're lucky it didn't cut through an artery because it could have been a lot more serious, but it was very serious. There was blood gushing everywhere. An ambulance came. He got 68 stitches in 3 different lacerations on his left arm. I was freaking out. everyone has their fear of whatever, like fear of blood, fear of needles. I don't have a fear of blood when it's in a controlled environment, like donating blood or something like that. But when it's spewing out everywhere, like that's freaky to me. And I was rendered useless and speechless. Like I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, like freaking out. And he was calm. He did all the right things. He applied pressure immediately, covered it up with a towel, raised it, stopped moving, and was like, call 911, call 911. And I handed him the phone because I was so panicky. And he talked to the people, the 911 agents. And anyways, I go into a lot more detail, and there's even video footage in the hospital in the last video that I posted on my YouTube channel, which is Dorothea, my name, __V for Vasicek. So that video is all in English. I know a lot of my content on there is Portuguese, in Portuguese, and not all of it has English subtitles, but this particular video I did with Ben, and so I show pictures and explain the whole thing in much more detail in that video. So go ahead and check that out if you want the full story. But that's basically what happened. What I want to talk about today on the pod is kind of the aftermath, now that it's been just over a week, and what it's meant for us and how he's doing and some other interesting recent events. So because he's out of commission, basically, has one good arm and one lame arm right now. He cannot work because he's a jack of all trades. He does a little bit of everything. He's a professional mechanic, professional craftsman, carpenter, all jobs that you really need both arms functioning for. So he's unable to work right now. We're working on getting him some disability benefits, but we'll see what happens with that. So far, nothing. But I'm also working full time. Well, I juggle a lot of things. Between my YouTube channel, my English classes, being a full time mom, I'm a busy bee, right? Like, I'm doing as much as I can too. The difference being that I get paid monthly from all of my sources of income, and he usually gets paid weekly. And so right now we are kind of financially stressed and a little tight. You know, we've been in worse situations, so it's not like, I don't know, we're desperate, but we're not that desperate, you know, like, I don't know. It's a little touch and go right now, but it's temporary, and everything that needs to be paid is paid off. So we're doing okay. The point of it is to say that it's been a blow to his ego, obviously, because he's, you know, the major breadwinner in our relationship, and he can't work right now, and he's the man, and he's the provider, and like, I'm not so much of a traditionalist, but in our relationship, I don't have any problem personally with like being the stay-at-home mom. I like to work. I enjoy working, but I don't have to do it. And I enjoy the fact that he enjoys filling that traditional role as the provider to our family. And so the fact that he can't right now, I mean, I have the foresight, like, you can tell, like, it's sucks, but it's gonna be fine. Like, he's gonna heal. It's already looking a lot better. He's already gained back a lot of the functionality of his hand, and it's feeling better every day, and it's just a matter of time before he's back in action. And I can see that it's temporary, and I know he knows that, but it's like, it's hard, okay? It's really hard for him to not do anything, because I joke with him that like his most relaxed state is when he's working. Like, he has a really hard time relaxing sometimes. So it's been a hard emotional week for us, but we've made it through. And in the meantime, me being the forever optimist that I am, I'm always trying to find the silver lining and, you know, the good side of everything. And I told him this. I was like, Ben, you know, maybe this is actually kind of a good thing, because for one, I think it's a sign that you need to slow down and just relax, you know, like, just take it easy for a little while. And things will go back to normal. And also, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for me to break out of my routine, and you can still watch Max and be with him and have some bonding time with him at home. And I can go find a part-time job or something temporary, you know, something seasonal, or I don't know, like, and I've been pulling as many strings as I can. I've been helping a friend and getting a few referrals with some house cleaning. I've been doing some haircuts, which I am a professional hairdresser. So I've been getting a little bit of cash flow here and there, right? In the last week or so. I mean, it's all still pretty recent. But we're talking like majorly temporary, because I'm not looking to leave the house full time. A lot of people ask me that, like, do you ever think about getting a normal job, like a regular job? And I'm like, not really. Like, I like my gig. I like my setup right now. If I had to, I would, but I feel really blessed that I don't have to. But given the recent events, I'm much more willing and open to doing it. And it's actually kind of exciting to think about, right? Especially temporarily. Because temporarily, it's like, yeah, why not? So what happened? This is all very recent, by the way, like within the last 72 hours. We have this friend. Well, it's really more of a friend of Ben's. They go way back. And he's white, American, Caucasian. He's in with the Mexicans because he speaks some Spanish. And he works at a local taco stand, which is literally like right down the road from where we live. It's like less than a mile away. Really super close. Good location. And he was over here the other day talking to me with Ben right next to me. And he was like, you know, like, since Ben can't work and you're kind of looking for something part-time, I could talk to the owner, who's Mexican, and see what I can't do, you know, like to help you guys out and maybe get you a part-time job there. Just a few days a week, 3 to 4 hour shifts of working this taco stand. And you don't have to cook. You don't have to do any of that, like, which is good because I would not, I would not be good in the kitchen. The Mexicans would be like, this is not an authentic taco. Like, this is not real. Yeah. But basically just doing customer service. I speak Spanish, I speak English, and I speak Portuguese on the offhand chance that a Portuguese speaker comes by, which I have yet to meet a Brazilian or Portuguese speaker, for that matter, in Louisiana. I know you guys are out there, so come holler at me if you ever want to come meet me or say hi or anything. Don't be shy, but I have yet to meet, run into, or even hear Portuguese. Regardless, okay, so he's trying to get me this job, right? And as he's talking to me about this, I'm thinking, like, okay, like, nodding my head, okay, like, this sounds like something I could dig, you know, $15 under the table, plus tips. Like, that's some pretty decent money in a short amount of time, which is exactly, basically the exact type of job that I would want. I don't aspire to be working at a taco truck, but like, like, it's not my dream job, but it's temporary, you know. This is my mindset, and going into it, I'm really open-minded, and I'm like, sure, why not? Like, let's see what it's all about. And as I'm having this conversation, I'm looking over at Ben, and Ben is not the kind of person to, and I actually really appreciate this about him, but he's not the kind of partner to tell me like what to do or what not to do. I don't think anyone, man or woman, wants that. Like, it's not really attractive when your significant other is saying, like, trying to control you in a way. But there's a fine line between control and just getting feedback, you know. I just wanted to know, like, well, Ben, what do you think? Like, I don't want to make this decision on my own. Like, I want to know. I want you to contribute to this decision. If you're not comfortable for whatever reason, then it's a no. Like, I don't have a problem. Like, there's no hesitation. But he wasn't really telling me either way. I mean, I could read into his body language that it wasn't ideal in his mind, but it was kind of like, I don't know. Like, you do what you want to do. Like, if you want to do it, if you want to try it, go ahead. So I gave our friend the green light to ask the owner, see if he'd let me in, which is kind of a cool situation. Like, to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can, you know, practice my Spanish and, you know, brush up on my Spanish and meet some new people. And like, I'm trying to think of all the perks, not just financially, but like, you know, just getting out of my routine and getting out of the house and, all of the above. And I'm not seeing the potential downfalls of it, which who's to say if there would be or not, but you know, I don't know. There can be some sketchy things going on too, right? Like, you just never know. You just never know. And, the parish where we live, which for those of you who don't know, parish is in Louisiana, the same equivalent term as a county. So the area where we live, it's very highly, 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 how do I want to say this? There's a lot of police enforcement around us. Let's just say that. Like, they're very strict. I believe the parish that we live in, if I'm not mistaken, is the most or one of the most highly armed parishes or counties in all of the United States, which is to say, like, most people own a firearm. It's a pretty interesting place to live. So, you know, I'm not thinking in terms of like safety or undercover drug activity. Like, I'm not thinking I'm in a Breaking Bad episode. I'm just like living my life, trying to bring home a little bacon, trying to fill in a few financial gaps and, you know, seeing the perks of practicing my Spanish and meeting some new people along the way. Ben is silent. He's not saying yay or nay. We give him the green, or I give the friend the green light to ask this guy for the job. He comes back the next day or 2 days later and is like, hey, if you want to come by today, he's like willing to train you and wants to meet you and basically you can start working, which was last night. Now you know why I'm recording an episode today, because it's all recent and it's been on my mind. So I'm like, before I say yes or no, I look immediately at Ben, who's also standing right there yet again. And Ben is, again, just throws his arms up. He's like, you do what you want. And I'm like, okay, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like, I don't, kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, he knows that I want to go and he doesn't want to control me. And I appreciate that. But I also don't want to offend him. Like, I'm also not looking to cause any marital problems. We're not married. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to create drama or problems where there really shouldn't be. And for as tight as things are right now, we don't actually, like, I'm not that desperate, you know? Like, it's not the type of situation where I need to go. Like, it's a make or break situation. No, like, I'll be fine. We'll get by without this job. I ended up saying no of my own accord. You know, Ben never told me what to do. He never whispered in my ear or anything. And he was a little bit upset at first because he's like, oh, now you're going to be mad at me because it's obvious that, like, I don't want you to go. And then, like, you're just doing this for me. And I'm like, no. I'm not just doing this for you. I made the decision. It was my executive decision to not accept this job, to do what's best for us, you know? At first, I thought what would be best for us would be me taking this job. And after further analyzing it on my own, independently, I've since determined that the best thing for us is for me to just stay home. And for me to just, you know, relax and not worry about it so much. And it's really not that big of a deal. And there's a million other ways to make money out there. And like I said, I don't aspire to be a taco artist or, like, to work in a taco stand. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, just relax, right? So we had this back and forth and then came to terms with my decision. And we're a lot happier now. Like, I feel like the storm has kind of passed. And I think it was also hard for Ben to accept me working outside of the home. Like, he's always told me, if you want to, that's fine. But like, he doesn't want me to be in a position where I feel like I have to, which I respect that. Maybe some of you listening out there will think the opposite and think, oh, he's just trying to control you, or he's just, no, I can vouch in my situation. I can say with full confidence that, that's not how it went down. It is what it is. I just thought it was a really interesting turn of events that I wanted to share on the podcast, because talking to you guys about this stuff makes me realize, like, how common it is and how these kind of issues, be it something similar or maybe something not so similar, but kind of combined decision-making when you're in a couple situation, when you're married or you're in a partnership, right? And you have to make these kind of decisions together or independently, but kind of together, like with the other's input or not with the other's input, or reading the other person. Like, it's a very interesting dynamic, a social dynamic, that I wanted to talk about, because I just find it so fascinating, like the going back and forth and the egos and the perspectives of, you know, what I thought of would be beneficial for us versus what he would thought would be beneficial for us. And to me, like, the common thing that we say is, you know, agree to disagree when you don't see eye to eye. But this kind of situation really makes me question the validity of that. Like, how is it actually possible to agree to disagree? Like, that sounds nice. It sounds really nice in theory. Oh, just agree to disagree. But in practice, it's like, no, there's a compromise that needs to happen. And sometimes it happens pretty quickly, and sometimes it takes more time. Sometimes it requires a lot of conversation, and sometimes not so much. But perspectives need to be realized on all ends and seen, and people need to be heard and understood, and opinions need to be expressed in one way or another, and compromise is really the goal, you know, both people coming together and seeing the other's perspective, and then making a decision. And there was a point yesterday where I really felt like damned if you do, damned if you don't, because I was like, oh my gosh, Ben's going to be mad at me no matter what I do. If I go, he's going to be mad because he doesn't want me to go. If I stay, he's going to be mad because he's going to play into this idea that, like, he thinks that I think that he's trying to control me and all of this stupid things, right? And it's like, no, wait, slow down. It's not about that, you know? Like, I had to kind of take a few deep breaths and say to myself, you make the decision. You make it. And then you explain that to Ben. And you make the decision not based on what you think he wants, not based on what you want, but based on what you think would be best for both of you, mutually beneficial. And that was to stay home. So yeah, we still might not see eye to eye exactly on that. He has since expressed to me, and I have been suspicious of this actually for a few days now, since all of this came about, that our friend had some sort of ulterior motive in getting me to work there. The most innocent of which would have been, you know, he wanted someone to cover his shifts because he works at the taco stand. But the most possibly not so innocent ulterior motives could have been anything. Like, it could have been any extreme. He was telling us how, like, the owner's wife was, like, starting to get jealous because this young American girl was going to work at the taco truck. And I'm like, listen, I'm not there for that. I am not here to create drama. I'm not here to start anything with anybody's wife or any rumors or anything like that of the nature. I would literally just want to go make my money and come home. Like, that would be it for me. But if any possibility of that was possible, you know, if anything like that was going to happen, I would want to run away, like, get away from that. So who knows what could have been. I feel really confident in my decision, and it just, all of this has made me think a lot about the dynamics of relationships and working through and seeing eye to eye and not just agreeing to disagree, because that kind of feels like, and pardon my French, but it kind of feels like a fuck you to someone when you're like, well, let's just agree to disagree. Like, we're never going to agree, so just fuck it. Like, no, that's not what partnership is about. It's about coming together and doing what's, again, mutually beneficial. So those are my thoughts for the day. Dot's Thoughts, name of my podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. Like I said, you know, things are a little bit weird right now, what with Ben being out of commission and me kind of floating around doing odd jobs, but we're making it through. I did post on my YouTube channel. I've had a couple people reach out to me asking, like, how can they help financially, which I really appreciate. I really, really, truly appreciate. If you are inspired to, if you feel inspired to donate financially to our situation, then I will leave my PayPal information on this podcast, in the description area. But it's really, I mean, it's up to you. No pressure either way. I just want to leave that out there for anyone who feels like they might want to help in that way, if you are able to or wanting to or willing to. If not, a simple like, share, subscribe, all of that is really the best way to help me. Especially sharing my podcast, sharing my YouTube channel, whatever, talking about it, like, just getting the word out is a really, really great way to support me in my endeavors and my dreams. And you know what? I really like this time period too. Like, as much as it pains me to see him in physical pain, I'm enjoying the fact that he's around more and that he can help with Max, and that I actually get more time to dive deeper into topics and things that I want to talk about on my YouTube channel. I'm creating more, and it's just, it's been, you know, there's a rainbow coming out, you know, like, there's a sweet side to it too. Obviously I don't wish that it had happened, but, in a weird way, I think it needed to happen. And, we're learning a lot about each other throughout the process, and I get to share it with you guys, which is great. So, thanks again for listening. Thanks again for hearing my thoughts and, staying up to date with my crazy life. And, hope you guys could relate to what I had to say today and that it could help you out and cheer you up possibly. And I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.